Our show is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, Ina's official podcast from Food Network, back for its fourth season. On every episode, Ina invites a different friend to her home in the Hamptons to talk about life, love, and career, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Join Ina as she crafts a classic cocktail with journalist Frank Bruni and discusses the ins and outs of Yorkshire pudding with actress Emily Mortimer. If you're looking for great conversations about and over good food, tune in to Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.
Adrian Lowe and Abraham Conlin were two chefs without a permanent home. For years, they held an underground supper club called X Marks in Chicago, where they experimented with different kinds of cooking. Well, finally, they settled. They opened Fat Rice, cooking the food of Macau. It's a little-known cuisine from a tiny former Portuguese colony in China. Now, Macau, for all its modest size, has a culture that brings together a huge swath of the world. And that was thanks to its traveling Portuguese colonizers. Chilies from the New World, curries from India, coconut milk from Malaysia, mixed with the indigenous Chinese cuisine to brew up something totally unique. Well, editor Francis Lamb met up with Adrian and Abe in their hometown of Chicago.
Hi, Adrian and Abraham. Thank you so much for coming today.
Hi, Francis. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, you know, my wife's family is from Portugal, and my family is from China. So for years, we've actually joked that if we have a kid, we're naming it Macau after the Portuguese colony in China. And so when I heard that there was a restaurant in Chicago serving Macanese food, I was really excited about it. I was like, oh, I really got to go check it out. And then I find out that, well, the chefs aren't actually from Macau. And that, in fact, Abraham, your family is from Portugal.
Correct.
And Adrian, your family is from China.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, my God, they opened the restaurant version of our imaginary child. So how would you describe the cuisine of Macau?
The food in Macau is a blending of many cultures and the history of the Portuguese through their travels. Macau was the last place that the Portuguese ended up, and they brought everything.
They brought all their ingredients from India, from Malaysia, from Africa, from Brazil, and it's kind of the final point where all of the discoveries, quote unquote, and all of the new ingredients were kind of brought, and then with the final addition of the Fukienese and the Cantonese ingredients and techniques, really kind of round out the cuisine to make this beautiful kind of harmonious home style of food that, you know, I think in Macau you see a couple different types of cuisine. You see kind of the restaurant based cuisine, which is very much a combination of Portuguese and Cantonese or Fukienese. And then in the homes you see, and in kind of the maybe more like blue collar restaurants and things like that, you see this, you catch more of the Malay influence, you catch more of the Indian Goan influence. Because, I mean, this is a food that was, it evolved from the home. You know, and I mean, my thought for a lot of this is, you know, I mean, anybody's experienced this if they come from a multicultural family. It's like, you know, the father might have something he wants to eat, the mother might have something that she wants to eat, and then, you know, the kid is kind of caught in between, and, you know, and finally they just say, heck with this, they just throw it all together, and then the kid grows up with it and says, this is my food, this is my home food.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's how I ended up eating fried rice with spam and canned corn when I was growing up.
Totally. Yeah.
But so what are some of these dishes? Like, what are some of the dishes that really show these different influences in Macanese food that you know of?
I think the po kuk gai is one of the best examples, and that translates into Portuguese chicken. Interestingly enough, you'll never find this dish in Portugal. It is essentially a chicken and coconut curry that has olives, chorizo, sausage, lemon, and coconut crumble on top, and it's kind of baked in the oven to make this beautiful bubbly casserole. Sounds like it's not going to work together, but it's a beautifully harmonious dish that we, you know, that's super popular at Fat Rice. You know, you could probably make a map with a chicken on a boat and start him off in Portugal and then move him to Brazil, to Goa, to Africa, to Malaysia, then to China and see how it changed. You know, the dish that we have is piri piri chicken, and it is simply a marinated and charcoal grilled chicken with hot sauce, and that's what you find in Portugal, that's what you find in South Africa. But the thing is, when you get to Macau, they call it galinha de Africa, so it's African chicken, and they actually cover it in a sauce. They not only grill it and then put the piri piri hot sauce on it, but then they put onions and garlic and ginger and tomato, possibly some coconut, and then peanuts in the sauce as well. And that's how we serve it at Fat Rice, and we it gets covered in that sauce. And again, a lot of Macanese based dishes are baked after they've cooked the initial time to get this kind of beautiful crust on it.
So Adrian, for you, what keeps you inspired to learn more and to dive more into this culture?
Well, I think a big part of Fat Rice is this preservation. We kind of witnessed this when we were in Macau, this culture and this food that is just disappearing. And it's really saddening. It was very difficult for us to actually discover the food while we were there. We were kind of, you know, on the hunt the whole time. So about this preservation, you know, at Fat Rice, we do a couple dishes. We do the bacalhau, which is Abraham's great-grandmother's recipe. So again, that's something that we're preserving. We do these boiled peanuts that were originally my grandfather's recipe. And it's something that my dad made when I was a kid growing up. And it's something that, you know, we're continuing to make. Because again, these things that if you don't continue to make them, they'll just disappear.
Yeah. And some of those dishes that you mentioned aren't strictly Macanese.
Exactly. Right. And that's the thing, is that they aren't. They're not Macanese at all. We do have dishes that are strictly Chinese, you know, directly from my family. And we have things that are directly Portuguese that are directly from his family. Yep. So,
because ultimately food is personal. And I think we wanted to start, like when we started Fat Rice, we didn't want to say we're doing traditional homestyle Macanese food. We said we're doing the food of Macau. Food of Macau incorporates, yes, there is the traditional Macanese, but there is also straightforward Portuguese, straightforward Chinese, you know, and the lines get blurred.
This is like that imaginary kid my wife and I have.
Right.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming today, Abraham and Adrian.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you very much.
Adrian Lowe and Abraham Conlin are the chef owners of Fat Rice in Chicago. And Francis Lamb is an editor-at-large at Clarkson Potter. Now, Abe and Adrian left us with a recipe to get us started. It's Macanese minchi. This is minced meat and potato, and it has garlic, fried onions, and soy sauce. And you're going to find it at splendidtable.org.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.